Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for July 1st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. First off today, a new supply chain report from Nikki suggests that the iPhone 12 production is now 1 to 2 months behind schedule due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The report explains that the current position for Apple is months of delay to mass production, but that it is working alongside its suppliers to make up for that lost time. There have been several different reports about the state of iPhone 12 production ramp-up recently, and today's report is certainly one of the most pessimistic ones. The report explains that Apple is facing delays of between 4 weeks and 2 months for production of all four iPhone 12 models, each of which is expected to feature 5G. But on the bright side, the report says that Apple is unlikely to face its worst-case scenario, which would have been to delay the iPhone 12 until 2021. Specifics here are somewhat unclear, but the report emphasizes that some iPhone 12 final assembly could be delayed until early October. This could mean that the entire iPhone 12 launch is delayed until at least October, or that only certain models launch in September, followed by the rest of the lineup in October or even later. But what's important to keep in mind is that estimates based on talking to Apple's supply chain are always tricky, as Apple has multiple suppliers for many different components, as well as multiple assembly operations. For example, another recent supply chain report indicated that iPhone 12 production was on track for a September release, so it's clear that there isn't yet a consensus among Apple's various supply chain partners on when to expect the iPhone 12. In other news, Apple has been gradually reclosing many of its reopened retail stores in the United States due to a significant rise in COVID-19 cases. This week, Apple says that it is reclosing more stores in Florida, Mississippi, Texas, and Utah. So far, Apple says that at least 16 stores across those states will be closed to new customers starting on July 1st. Customers with existing online orders and previously scheduled Genius Bar appointments are still welcome through July 2nd. This announcement comes as several states have scaled back their reopening efforts as the COVID-19 pandemic has worsened. Apple continues to emphasize that it constantly monitors local health data to determine when to reopen or reclose a specific store. Apple has also continued to modify the level of service offered at each location based on the conditions. And all stores that are still open require masks, social distancing, temperature checks, and more. Again, the stores that are reclosing this week are in Florida, Mississippi, Texas, and Utah, and you can find the full list of specific stores at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Customers love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. This means that you can get your work done in half the time using all of the technologies on the Mac that you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail lets you do everything natively on your Mac. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices, and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 10% off of all of the Direct Mail full-feature plans. You can head over to directmailmac.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. That's directmailmac.com/9to5. According to a new report from Bloomberg this week, Apple is shifting its strategy for Apple Arcade in an effort to retain subscribers. The report says that Apple has canceled the contracts for some games that are still in development as it revamps its approach. According to the report, an Apple Arcade creative producer told developers in April that their upcoming games did not meet Apple's expectations for engagement on Apple Arcade. Apple is reportedly interested in titles that will keep users hooked for an extended period of time so that subscribers stay beyond the 1 month free trial. As part of this, Apple has apparently spent between $1 million and $5 million on several titles for Apple Arcade, but there's a specific style it wants going forward. Specifically, the company wants things like Grindstone, which is an engaging puzzle action game currently available on Apple Arcade. Apple's decision to cancel the contracts of some games that are still in development is said to have caused financial problems for the developers, many of which who are already facing tough situations because of the economic implications of the COVID-19 pandemic. But while Apple has ended these contracts, it still paid studios based on the development milestones they had already hit, and Apple told developers that it would still work with them on future titles if they meet the new requirements. Apple Arcade debuted alongside iOS 13 last fall, and it allows users to pay $5 per month for access to a library of games that are ad-free and don't have any in-app purchases. Users can play the games across iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. And recently, as part of its effort to increase usage on the platform, Apple started offering users an additional free month trial, doubling the free trial period from 1 month to 2 months. But whether or not this shift in strategy helps Apple Arcade adoption going forward remains to be seen. But either way, it should mean that we see a new type of content available through Apple Arcade soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.